The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Coming in on the talking text line, cousins growing up had pet rats. They were surprisingly chill and fun to play with. That being said, there will never be pet rats in my home because there is a massive difference between the pet store rats and the wild rats that you were referencing that you may attract with a lemon tree down in Florida.
No lemon tree. You could domesticate them.
This all started because we talked about with Jason Wilde how much money he was willing to spend on his cat's surgery. Had a $2,000 surgery last year, just had exploratory surgery, I'm assuming in the same ballpark. Yesterday, the cat had surgery. John in the 414 chimes in, our daughter got a free kitten from a farm, only to find out it had ear mites, infected the other two cats for a cool $1,000 to get rid of all the mites in all three cats. But there is Jeff in the 920 who had a brother who paid $6,000 for his dog's leg surgery. I believe that's the leader in the clubhouse for how much money people are willing to spend on the, do we count the guy? Do we count DJ in the Saw?
Yes.
Who spent $10,000 in his divorce just to have his dog?
Yes. Here's the thing. And now maybe this is because I didn't grow up with pets and I don't currently have one, but I want one. Isn't it cheaper to just get a new pet? I know that's terrible to think about it that way, but someone's got to ask the question and I'll be the one to ask it. Are you going to spend $1,000 or like $200?
I think once you get that first pet, Ashton, since it's something you said you want, I think you'd understand it a little bit more. $10,000 is still a lot of money. And I'm guessing if you're paying $10,000 in your divorce proceedings to have your pet, my guess is there's a lot of things that are being split up and divvied up are rather expensive.
It had to be a bidding war because you're not starting at $10,000, right?
Correct.
Who wins the divorce if you give $10,000 for a dog?
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay, to a normal person.
Obviously, DJ believes that he won at least that portion of the divorce.
Did he say he was thrilled that he won?
He said he spent the $10,000 and he'd be willing to spend at least that much if his dog needed surgery.
I mean, maybe it was a great hunting dog or something.
Again, there's just a bond that you have with the pet. They become part of the family. And for non-pet people like you, Ashton, I think it's hard to understand until you have that pet and bond.
Like, I get it to a point. I'm just saying, it's a lot of money.
But some people do have to make those decisions. I had a friend with a cat where she, I'm not going to say how much money like the surgery was, but you have to make some of those decisions. There are people out there that if they went through Jason's situation, they don't necessarily have the $2,000 just to be able to plunk down. And Jason, his vet was kind enough to allow them to pay an installment plan. Not everybody's going to do that for you. And you have to make those decisions.
What if it was a bidding war and I was going over to Wilde and Tausch? How much would you give to keep me here?
I'd pay them.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I knew I should have never asked that.
Wait, do we get someone in return? Is it a trade or is it a...
It's a negotiation.
Okay, do you think they would pay us to keep him? I think we could probably work that out.
Chewy, Tausch, and Jason, that's what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think they would pay us to keep you.
How can I move to that show to be a producer? That sounds fun.
Well, we tried moving you a couple weeks ago with Joshy, so I don't feel so bad now.
I'd pay them for that, for you to do that.
I think they'd pay us to keep him.
Sure.
Is there unnecessary pressure put on Jordan Love? That's the question. Earlier this week on Get Up on ESPN, Dan Orlovsky said that Aaron Rodgers had the most pressure on him of any AFC quarterback. Well, he also did rankings in the NFC, and here's what Dan Orlovsky had to say.
My computer froze. Hold on. Here we go.
I know this. Aaron Rodgers, the guy that's no longer there for Jordan Love, is going to play remarkable football. And we will make that contrast comparison because both teams are talented. So Jordan Love's got to have a season. I agree. The Packers should be a playoff football team. A lot of people think they're going to stink. I don't. This is a roster that is loaded with talent. Well, and Brian Gutekunst, their general manager, has got to be sitting there going, please prove that I was right in that decision.
The one thing is super, super young on the offensive side of the ball, right? Not just him, but at wide receiver, at tight end, et cetera. So it's a group that has to grow together. It's a huge offseason for him, for them, for Matt LaFleur, for everybody there to get it ready to go.
Graziano, Dan Graziano of ESPN, at the end of that clip kind of chiming in. Is there pressure? Does he have the number one pressure of any NFC quarterback heading into the year?
No, because no one thinks he's going to be great to begin with. I mean, he has pressure from the standpoint that he would really have to stink, really stink, in order for them to get rid of him, right? So he's got 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't think there's a ton of pressure on him. There's pressure on everyone in the NFL, but sure. I don't think he is number one in the NFC.
I'd make the argument that the Packers are putting undue pressure on him.
Sure, but I mean, what do they expect? And they just talked about it. His receivers are second-year players.
Mm-hmm.
His tight ends are first-year players. I mean, you can't expect the world from him.
Well, you have David Bakhtiari who's saying, yeah, the Packers, they are in a rebuild. Meanwhile, you have Aaron Jones stepping up to the media and saying this week.
No, not at all. We got everything we need here. If you think we're in a rebuild, then you got the wrong team, the wrong place. So we're here to play ball. We got everything we need. Like I said, our defense is going to be ready to ball. We're going to be ready to ball. Special teams is going to be ready to ball. So we know it's going to take all 11. We're going to have to depend on each other in all phases. But we're hungry. You know, we're ready to prove a lot of people wrong. We know what people are saying. So, but everybody has an opinion, and most of them stink. So
now that puts undue pressure on them.
That's what I'm saying.
The organizational. Let's not talk about rebuild. I don't want to hear a rebuild. That puts pressure on
them. That's what I'm
saying. Because what are they going to say when they're, you know, in the middle of the season or towards the end and they don't have the win total that they want? What are they going to say now? Well, we're kind of in a rebuild.
Brian Gutekunst, multiple times this offseason, has mentioned he doesn't want to use the word rebuild, doesn't want to say rebuild. That was a whole week worth of stories of... Oh, what do you want to call it? Is rebuild, retool, whatever you want to call, whatever reword you wanted to use, I say it's rebuild. But Gutekunst is also on the record saying, no, the expectations are the expectations of the Green Bay Packers. Expectations don't change around here. Nothing changes. The expectations are still here. It's title town, all these things. So by your general manager saying that, by having your best offensive player in Aaron Jones saying, nah, this ain't a rebuild... You, as an organization, are unjustly putting additional pressure on Jordan Love as you try to grow as a team.
Of course. Look, in 93, right? 92, we had a better year than we thought we were going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Went 9-7. Just missed the playoffs because we lost the last game in Minnesota. We win, we're in the playoffs. That would have been party time in Green Bay. 93, right? We knew we weren't winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Players aren't stupid. You knew that. But you set goals. It's like, all right, we were this close last year to the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs this year. And then it gets a little bigger the next year and a little bigger than until the, like, we can do this, you know? So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if they want to use a different word, so be it. Use a different word.
Sure.
But don't sit here and tell me you're going to. Make it to the NFC Championship. I mean, no one's buying it.
No, and that's nobody's the part. That's the part that just doesn't make sense to me. Is you want to make this as easy as possible? Yes, you want to give the kid confidence, but also don't.
Well, the expectations they don't change around.
Where do you
here.
Think it
rebuilding.
Came from, though? Where do you think the kibosh of the rebuild came from? You think it came all the way from the top with Murphy? I can't see it coming from Goody.
But Goody's LaFleur. The one who's been pushing it. Goody's the one who's been pushing it the most, where you have LaFleur, who's been trying to pump the brakes and trying to limit the expectations this offseason. If yes, they were talking about this on Get Up, and Dan Orlovsky put Jordan Love at the top of the list, which, to me, falls under the Aaron Jones, everybody's got an opinion line.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't know if Orlovsky is right or not, but you're putting undue pressure on him yourselves.
This is shock value. This is what they do on ESPN. Total shock value. This is Mina Kimes saying, oh, they're going to be the number two defense in the league next year.
I think she actually believed that.
Huh?
I think she actually believed
that.
So
you think, when what did Orlovsky, this team is loaded with talent?
No, he's saying that Love has the most pressure.
No, I'm pretty sure he said loaded with talent. Play the last time Orlovsky spoke.
What?
Can you do that?
Play the Orlovsky clip again, please.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, the guy that's no longer there for Jordan Love, is going to play remarkable football. And we will make that contrast comparison because both teams are talented. So Jordan Love's got to have a season. I agree the Packers should be a playoff football team. A lot of people think they're going to stink. I don't. This is a roster that is loaded with talent. Brian Gutekunst, their general manager, is going to be sitting there going,
so I think that can fall under the category of when Brett, later in his career, said, this is the most talented team I've played with.
And what'd they go? 4-12
Well, they went 13-3 the next year.
Yes. And they may very well do that next year.
Correct.
They're not doing it this year.
I think there's talent on this roster. It's very raw and unrefined and young, and that is not going to, just because you have talent doesn't mean you result in wins. You have to have experience, and you have to know what you're doing with that talent.
Yes. And I don't want to narc Orlovsky. I'm sure he's a good guy, but he was young, but he never became good.
Sure.
Never became good.
Mm-hmm.
He was a consummate backup.
Yep.
I was young, dumb, not very good, and became good. So I know what it's like to be young and be like, holy cow, this is tough. And then you figure it out. And then you get better. And then you get in the weight room. And then you get knowledge.
Well,
that's what happens with the team. And that's what we're hoping happens with this team.
For you, it wasn't. And
but
then
they
you
discount.
Get in the weight room.
I can't
you
believe they discount.
Always in the weight room.
They discount youth so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I think Christian Watson's a wildly talented wide receiver.
I agree. But he needs
things,
knowledge.
He needs knowledge, and he needs some refinement of that talent.
Even if it's wrong, he needs the knowledge.
God bless America.
Best thing I ever said on this show.
Mm. Wholeheartedly disagree.
It's not.
It's definitely not that. I don't know what it is, but I know it's not that.
Yes, it is.
I feel
so
like this is
going
to lead to something that's going to be a lot of work for me.
Power ranking the things that Chewy has said on the show. I mean, you've got most of them in liner form.
Yeah.
Which, for those who don't know, that's like those little clips
that we
play. I
just can't believe that you guys do not agree with me because it's so true. Knowledge is knowledge, even if it's wrong.
Okay, I need you to stop being wrong right now so we can get to John Greenberg, who is the president of the Milwaukee Admirals, as they are in a Western Conference final series that begins tonight out in California. They'll be returning home here to Milwaukee. We'll discuss that coming up next after I tell you about our friends at Ridgetop Exteriors, because they provide the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expert installed, all at an affordable price. That's right. There's a company out there that if you've decided you want to invest back into your home, they can provide the best quality roofs, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, all at an affordable price. Or maybe you're someone in Greendale, Bayview, Jackson, Cedarburg, Grafton, Hartford. Maybe you're one of the homeowners who was affected by some storms this spring and had some damage to your house. You can work with Ridgetop Exteriors, and they can help you get your house back to where it should be. There's no and low interest financing available. And on top of all of that, Ridgetop Exteriors, they consider their customer service to be their number one goal. Get a free estimate for your next project by logging on to Ridgetop Exteriors' website at ridgetopexteriors.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN. So get it on.
Milwaukee Admirals season still going on. And we discuss right now Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we welcome in our next guest. He is the president of the Milwaukee Admirals. You got to be tired at this point, John. I mean, it is a little bit early. John Greenberg is the president of the Milwaukee Admirals. He joins us. You guys were in Texas basically at the end of last week, and now you've spent the majority of this week out in California as you get ready to start the Western Conference Finals. It's a best-of-seven series. You are out taking on the Coachella Valley Firebirds in this round. You don't have home ice advantage. You'll be coming home soon. But what's the travel schedule been like for you, man?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've been home. I look forward to getting through these two games out here and getting home on Sunday. But, I've been 12 days since we were back in Milwaukee, but the logistics of going from Austin to here, we could have come back to Milwaukee, but we literally would have been there for 24 hours and then turned around and came all the way back out here. So we just made a straight line and came to California and the guys have gotten used to the 2-hour time change and playing in the new, excuse me, a new building out here that we've never played in. And, you know, they snuck in a little bit of golf. So, but now it's game day. So we're ready to get going.
How do guys pack for that, John? I mean, I'm all about recycling clothes. I mean, if I there's like a time limit for me. If I'm wearing a shirt for 2 hours, I can recycle that the next day. These guys get their clothes dry cleaned, laundered, wearing the same stuff. How does that work?
Yeah, you know what? The hotel laundry is a wonderful place. So we've all been spending a little bit of time there getting our stuff cleaned up. So, you know, one day of laundry for me, it was a great distraction before game 5 in Texas to go get all my laundry done and confident that I was coming for another week on the road. So everybody's good to go, and a lot of shorts and t-shirts. They did pack appropriately because we were in Texas. I think if we'd had to go to Calgary, we'd have had a different problem. Not quite so warm up there.
John Greenberg, president of the Milwaukee Admirals, joins us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN. Western Conference Finals Best of 7 series begins tonight as the Ads take on Coachella Valley on the road. When's the last time you guys were in the Western Conference Finals, John?
Yeah, it would have been 2006, so it's been a long time, and it feels really great to be back here again. And so that was the last time we actually qualified for the Calder Cup Finals. And we lost that year in the Calder Cup Finals. We did make it through the conference finals, but it's fun to be here. It's rarefied air. You know, it's exciting to be one of the last 4 teams in the league still playing. And, it's a great opportunity right in front of us.
So when do you return home? When's game 3 here in Milwaukee? How can people attend?
Yeah, absolutely. Game 3 is on Monday night, Memorial Day. So we're playing at 6 o'clock, so you'll be able to get all your Memorial Day fun in during the day. And then we really hope that you'll come out and support the Admirals. It's 6 o'clock face-off. The doors open at 5. Then game 4 in a best-of-7 is on Thursday, June 1st, and that's at 7. And then the last home game for the Admirals would be in game 5, if that one was necessary, on Saturday, June the 3rd.
So, I mean, I will let it be known. I am planning to go out of that game on Monday. A buddy of mine, Scott Ford, is on the coaching staff for the Admirals. We've got a bunch of us from the Brown Deer Men's Club that wants to come out and support Ford, support the Admirals. We're planning on being in there on Monday. But what if somebody wants to pay attention to the game tonight? I see you guys have some watch parties going on, John.
Yeah, we do. And those have been wildly successful over the last 2 rounds of playoffs. So tonight it's at Stenny's over in Walker's Point, and it's a 9 o'clock game. So I would encourage you, get there whenever you can. Maybe go watch the Brewers game there at Stenny's, and then morph right into the Admirals game. And they'll have some specials there tonight. And then Saturday night here for game 2, there are actually 2 viewing parties, one at Buck Bradley's down on MLK Drive, and this other one at Major Goolsby's. Everybody knows where that is. So there'll be 2 of those. The crowds have been so big that we needed to find a place, 2 different places to come to those. So I'm excited to be able to, share those things and make the game available that way. If you can't do either of those, but you still want to watch, AHL TV is the other option. And it's a free account to sign up for. You have to pay for a game to be able to watch it, but it's a really nice product, and coming out of this building here, which has only been open for 6 months, it's pretty good.
So, John, not only do you guys put a great product out on the ice, but you guys do an unbelievable job with entertainment, be it in between periods or after the game. You got a crazy story for us over the years that happened with a band or something that was going on?
Yeah, sure. First of all, thanks for saying that, Mark. I appreciate it. I would say, there were 2 that really stick out to me. One was with Foreigner. They were scheduled to play in the arena. They were actually physically in the arena, ready to go. And then the lead singer lost his voice and couldn't perform. So I had, 13 or 14,000 people in the Bradley Center, and we ended up having to shoot a video of the band apologizing for not being able to perform. And then they had to come back like 7 months later when we started the season, and we had to redo that. But that wasn't a lot of fun. And then also another one of somebody getting sick, Jason Aldean, was supposed to play a show for us. And on Friday night, he was supposed to play on Saturday for us. And Friday night, he canceled the whole weekend full of shows. So again, I had 15,000 people in the building for that one. And we were calling around trying to figure out. And Blake Shelton, of all people, they called us and said, "We hear you have a problem and we can help." And this is kind of while Blake was on his mercurial rise to the top. And we're like, "Well, all right, how much does Blake want?" We're like, "We got to do a show if he's going to just really take it to us here." He said, "Well, whatever you were paying Jason, it'll be fine." So we ended up.
That worked out well.
Yeah. So he literally drove up for, I think they were in Illinois. They made a detour to come to Milwaukee to play a show. And it was spectacular. And so the next year we said, "Hey, Blake, would you come back and we can promote you properly?" And he was like, "Absolutely. I had so much fun here." So it was, those two were a little harrowing for me. Let's put it that way.
But it worked out in the end with Blake. I mean, Blake Shelton's is, you know, and when it comes to country music, he's up there, man, in terms of as big of a star as he is now. And to get him twice in back-to-back years, that's a nice little feather in your cap, John.
Well, we tried to do a good job here and take care of, you know, the artists and make them feel like this is a major show for them. And it's been successful. We've had a great run over more than 30 years, thanks to all the great work of Mike Wojciechowski and our friends at Summerfest and everybody who makes those things happen for us.
Well, and I know this, you guys have a very passionate fan base. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, just go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com or call the box office, because I'm sure it's going to be packed on Memorial Day Monday night for Game 3 as you guys are in the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2006.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, we want to get as many people there as possible. I know they're expecting great crowd out here tonight, and so you want to match that intensity and that enthusiasm. And if you were at any of the games in the first two rounds, you know what I'm talking about. It is a different environment in the playoffs, so please come out and be a part of it.
John, we certainly appreciate the time. Best of luck out there.
Good luck, John.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
John Greenberg, he is the president of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Again, MilwaukeeAdmirals.com to get those tickets for the Western Conference Finals in the AHL coming here to Milwaukee on Monday night. Top 8 and 8 coming up next. First, got to tell you about our friends over at Mentality, because it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. And Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. You can compete at work in sports like you did years ago. Look, maybe you're tired, groggy. You just don't have that energy to get through your day. You don't feel like yourself. That could be low testosterone, and Mentality can help. They've helped me. Didn't feel like myself. I just thought I was tired. I was doing a morning show. Used to do afternoon show for years here in Milwaukee. And turns out, my testosterone levels were low. I knew that because I went to Mentality, had the blood panel done, and when my blood panel came back, they said, "Yeah, your testosterone levels are a little low." They started me on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. It's not one size fits all. It's customized just for you, and you get updates on that as you continue your treatment plan with Mentality. Go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about low testosterone treatments with Mentality at lowtusa.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
Sponsored by Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Win a Bavarian soft pretzel lover's gift pack from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Shop now at MilwaukeePretzel.com.
All right, so I have a list of 8 things in front of me. I actually have 2 lists, but we're only going to choose one list. Chewy's going to guess. Once he gets one incorrect, we'll open it up to you at 800-990-3776. Whoever can close out the list will get that prize pack, courtesy of our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Ashton, I showed you both these lists earlier today, and they are related. Should I present both lists to Chewy and have him choose his own adventure?
I say yes. Always. Always let Chewy choose.
Okay.
Choosy.
So, with this weekend being Memorial Day, and a lot of people are going to be grilling out, I found a survey that had, well, it was really 2 surveys from the same company. Sides that are a part of an ideal barbecue plate, or the main course that is a part of the ideal barbecue plate. Which,
let's,
do you want to do
sides?
You want to go sides over the main?
Yes. Because my oldest, Dylan, is in charge of Memorial Day.
Okay.
Cooks for a ton of people, barbecue, but the big thing are sides.
Okay.
Because you need fillers, because there's a lot of people.
All right.
So let's go with the sides, and I'm going to start out probably with my fave.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is number 7 on the list. 37% of the respondents to this poll said that was a part of their ideal barbecue plates.
Okay. You got to have potato salad.
It's number 1. 60% of people.
Now, I have a thing about potato salad. I think people can screw up potato salad pretty easily.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds. That's there's German, there's homestyle.
Well,
there's...
to me, yeah. It's how they cut the potatoes.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't want big chunks of potato.
Right on it.
Right?
Yeah.
I prefer squares. I think they're the best.
Yeah.
You know, when they cube them, mm-hmm. very delicious. But with potato salad,
mm-hmm.
and these are all things that he's going to make, got to have coleslaw.
Coleslaw is number 5 on the list. 42% of people.
Another thing, we're kind of between, because you can overload, but I love these. They're easy. Baked beans.
Number 3 on the list with 51% of people.
Okay.
So again, these are sides that are part of the ideal barbecue plate in honor of Memorial Day coming up. Chewy has correctly identified number 1 as potato salad. We do not have number 2. 3, baked beans, do not have number 4. 5 is coleslaw, and 7 is mac and cheese.
Okay, you have to have it with barbecue, Ashy. You just have
I know
to
where,
have
I know where you're going, and I actually agree with this one.
Cornbread.
Yeah, you have to.
It's not in the top 8.
Ah, you got to have it.
I agree. And look, people that are listening that have listened to the show for a long time know that I'm anti-corn, very anti-corn. However, cornbread, to die for. And homemade cornbread, woof.
The best cornbread out there is Famous Dave's.
So cornbread would have been number 10 on the list.
Yeah. I love cornbread.
I do too.
800-990-3776. What sides are a part of your ideal barbecue plates? According to this survey, potato salad is number 1. Number 3 is baked beans. Number 5 is coleslaw. Number 7 is mac and cheese. So Chewy knocked out 4. We now leave it up to you at 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list, well, that means you win that great prize pack, courtesy of Milwaukee Pretzel Company.
God, I want some cornbread right now.
No, oh, I could crush it. Would you think that, you think the main meal would have been tougher?
There was only one on the main meal list where I was like, I think that it's going to be tough to guess this one.
Now, Dylan is, for the first time, and this is tough, making brisket.
That would have been number 7.
Big old brisket.
Yeah.
Now, brisket, the thing about brisket, to perfect it and to make it like good takes a long ass time.
I know. Like, he's got a 15-hour one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's more in favor of the 8.
Interesting.
What would you do?
I'd go 15.
15.
Yeah, play it safe.
Slow and slow.
Low and slow. Especially
like,
with
good
a big,
brisket's so good.
Especially with a big chunk of meat like that, you want to be able to get that smoke ring. 8 hours, you're probably not going to get the flavor profile you're looking for.
Really?
It'll still turn out fine, but I would lean towards 15 hours.
Okay. Well, he's doing 15 then.
Yeah. You made the decision for him.
Yeah.
Decision has been made. So that's main meals. We'll discuss the main, you know, the meat of the meal in just a second. Right now, we got to get back to the sides because callers are lining up at 800-990-3776. Sides that are part of the ideal barbecue plate, according to this survey. Again, number 1 is potato salad. Number 3 is baked beans. 5, coleslaw. 7, mac and cheese. So Chewy getting the odds. We're looking now for the evens. We start with John in Sussex. John, you're on the top 8 at 8:30.
Hey, guys, I was going to go with not cornbread, but what about corn on the cob?
Yeah.
Number 2 is corn on the cob, 53%.
It's just tough to get this time of year, though.
It is. I mean, corn on the cob is very much, especially here in Wisconsin, it's a seasonal thing.
Yes.
You know, so you get later summer, you know, late July, early August is really the sweet corn. And yeah, and then it is money, especially when you do it on the grill. You got any more, John?
No, that was it.
That's okay, but that was a good one. You knocked out number perfect. 2 on the list. So we have the top 3. We're just missing 4, 6, and 8. Michael in Milwaukee. Michael, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm gonna go with pasta salad.
So pasta salad was number 9 on the list.
That's still solid, though.
Just
I
missed
pasta
out.
Salad.
Just missed out.
You make a good pasta salad, Ashy?
It's pretty darn good, not going to lie. Now, potato salad's the one thing I haven't perfected yet, but I'm going to try your, smaller square potatoes, maybe.
Does egg always go in it?
In
typically,
what?
Yeah.
In potato
like
salad.
A potato salad.
Ooh, I've never put egg in it.
Really?
Get a little bit of,
That's weird.
Mike and Franklin, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the top 8 at 8. The sides that are part of an ideal barbecue plate. Potato salad is 1. Corn on the cob, 2. Baked beans, 3. Do not have 4. Coleslaw is number 5. Mac and cheese, number 7.
Shrimp salad.
Shrimp salad is not on the top.
Shrimp salad?
Mike, what is shrimp salad?
Delicious.
No, is there pasta in it? Or what? I mean, it sounds wonderful.
Well, there's shrimp and there's peas and noodles and eggs. It's good.
Where are you going to barbecues? New Orleans? Ooh, listen to the chef over here. Shrimp salad?
I mean, it sounds really good.
It does sound good.
I'm sure it's great, but Mike.
You put that on your truck.
There you go. There you go. Maybe you can work on a shrimp salad that you can serve this week. You're going to be out and about with the food truck.
Shrimp salad?
Sounded really good.
I'm sure it's great, but come on, people. We're better than this.
800-990-3776 is the number to get in. Potato salad, corn on the cob, baked beans.
I can't believe I forgot corn on the cob.
Yeah. Coleslaw, because it's seasonal,
probably because
right?
we're not having
You're not going to be having corn on the cob. Corn on the cob, you could probably, I mean, it's more of a Labor Day thing. You know,
4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July, a little early.
A little early. You might be able to get one or two. Nice. Howard in Sherman Park. Howard, you're up next as we try to identify the sides that are part of the ideal barbecue plate according to a certain survey. Howard, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I missed the last one, so it might have been my guess.
I doubt it was.
Shrimp salad.
I highly doubt it was.
Because I heard the word July. Vegetables, carrots, celery, olives.
No, so that is not on the top 8. Not on the top 8. It's a good guess, though, but not on the top 8. We go to Beanie and Bayview. Beanie up next, top 8 at 8. Beanie.
What do you got, Beanie?
Hey, yeah. What about egg salad?
Ah, I like egg salalad.
Egg salad not in the top 8.
All right. Is this tough? Is this where it gets tough?
It's a little bit tougher, but it's not... It's not really that hard. It's not really that tough. We'll go to Rich in Hartford, see if Rich can nail the final three we're looking for, ideal sides on a barbecue plate. Rich, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with fruit salad.
Yeah?
Not in the top 8. We're getting closer.
Healthy version.
Warmer, better. Yes. Okay. Nicole in Aaron. Nicole and Aaron, you are on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, the top 8.
Hey, guys. How about a veggie platter?
So the veggie platter, it's close, but it's not quite there. I can't quite give it to you, but it's, again, veggie platter.
Adjacent?
I would say it's adjacent to that. It was a good guess. We'll try James and Tosa. James, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, guys. How about greens? Some kind of greens, collard greens or something like that.
Yeah, greens. A salad, yes. Salad, like just a regular old garden salad is number 8 on the list, leaving us with just 4 and 6. Do you have any more guesses, James?
Oh, I meant like collard greens.
No, that's fine. Just stick with the salad. You nailed it. You got it.
You said green, so I'm like, garden salad is green.
Potato chips?
Is number 6 on the list.
So that's for the burger and hot dog, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, good pull.
Well, that leaves us with just number 4. Do you have number 4 on the list?
Oh my God. I'm out of it. Corn chips.
No, that's... That one, I think we're just going to
common
chips,
Fritos.
But yeah, you know.
I mean, we gave you a collard greens salad, so we can only go so far.
Tim in Milwaukee, do you know the last one on the top 8 at 8? The sides that are a deal part of a barbecue plate.
Would it be spaghetti?
It is not.
Spaghetti.
It is not.
The meal spaghetti?
It is not. It's a...
Oh, okay.
All right, hey.
Good guess.
Okay.
No, we don't have to lie to Tim. We can go. It was a bad guess. I love spaghetti, but it's a bad guess.
Have you ever had barbecue spaghetti?
No.
Oh.
Only Tim. Hold on. We got to... Real quick. What?
Barbecue spaghetti?
We might have to dive into that later. All right. That sounds interesting.
Dan is Sussex. Dan, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sides that are a deal part of a barbecue plate. We need number 4.
Deviled eggs.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Good guess, but it's not number 4.
Ashton, barbecue spaghetti will make your sticker peck out. I'm telling you.
Okay, Justin and Cudahy. Justin, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do you got, Justin?
Cornbread.
Ah, already guessed.
Already guessed. It's incorrect.
Ah.
But if you got another one, I give it to you since it has already been guessed.
I got nothing. Let's go French fries. I got nothing.
Yeah, French fries, that's a pretty good guess. It's a good guess, but it's not on the list. This is what I always get worried about whenever we do something that's off the wall. Like, there's so many different answers out there that we just struggle
four,
for this last one.
Yeah, like, but it's four.
It is number four. We'll go Scott in Manitowoc. Scott, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, the top 8 at 8.
Hey, what about pickles?
Ooh.
Pickles are not it.
It
should pickles
be.
Are not it. Well, I mean, it's a good thing to serve on the side, but it's not one of the ideal ones that people are thinking about. Mike in Franklin, you're up next. Mike, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What about tuna salad?
Tuna salad.
I love tuna salad.
I think that would probably fall under, because I feel most tuna salad has macaroni in it.
Okay.
But it's not on the list. It's not correct. Chris in New Berlin. Chris, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Morning, gents. I'm going to say watermelon.
Watermelon
nice!
Is the correct answer.
That is.
46% of people saying that is an ideal side of the barbecue
that,
plate.
Oh,
congratulations goes to Chris. Obviously, you're not the only one. Congratulations to Chris. He wins that prize back, courtesy of our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. All right, just quickly run through. Can you do the mains?
Ribs, chicken.
Ribs, three.
Brisket.
Chicken wings are 5. Brisket was 7.
Burgers.
Burgers, 1.
Hot dogs.
2. So you got three left.
I mean, is there a brat Italian?
Yeah, sausage. Sausages slash brats would be 4.
Pulled pork.
Is number 6.
How many do I got?
You got 7 of the 8.
One more, huh?
This was the tough one. This was the one that Ashton was worried about if we did this list.
Kielbasa? That falls under sausage?
Pork chops. Pork chops would have been number 8.
I love pork chops, but I wouldn't...
I grilled some last night.
Would you call that barbecue?
Yeah, it's the same thing as grilling a burger.
I guess you're right.
Same thing as grilling a burger, a dog, or a brat.
I think the sides were tougher.
Sides were definitely tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pork chops, I think eventually somebody would have landed on pork chops. But again, there were a couple of tough ones because... We knocked out things that you have to actually, like, make early.
Yeah.
And I think that made people kind of wander away from chips and garden salad.
You know what I'm excited for? Shrimp salad.
Hey, send that recipe over. Just text it over to 800-990-3776. I am serious. I will make shrimp salad for everyone on the show if he sends over the recipe.
Yes.
It sounds fantastic.
But, like, again, come on. Let's think here for a second, everybody. And Tim, spaghetti? Buddy.
Barbecued spaghetti?
Okay, what is barbecued spaghetti?
Look it up, Ashy.
You're supposed to... Okay, you're right. Oh, dude, just tell us about Jewelry Center. God,
all right.
That's America.
They're going to get barbecue spaghetti soon, because that would make me and my wife happy. That's why I go to the Jewelry Center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue. When it comes to buying jewelry, Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got his engagement ring and the wedding bands from the Jewelry Center for his wedding last year. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring when it needs work. I know where I'll be taking it to the Jewelry Center. They have 3 locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can just text me a picture of what she wants. The Jewelry Center can custom create any piece from just a photo. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
All right, I found something interesting on barbecue spaghetti.
Yeah, so did I.
We'll dive into that coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Okay, so we were giving... It was Tim? Tim who called in during the top 8 saying spaghetti?
Yeah.
Which... I mean, it wouldn't really be a side, but it'd kind of be the main thing.
Again, it's a bad guess, but it would be nice to him.
But barbecue spaghetti is a real thing, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, Chewy, how you heard of it.
I was watching Food Paradise.
I love
on
that
barbecue.
Show. God, I love that show.
Sure.
And I think it was in Memphis.
It is in Memphis.
Walking to Memphis.
So, yeah. Memphis also apparently invented the barbecue pizza.
Yeah, I'm in.
in the 1950s, when they used the barbecue sauce in place of tomato sauce, layering with shredded smoked pork. Apparently, Elvis, a big fan of the Coletta Italian restaurant's barbecue pizza that they that invented in the 50s. But, yeah, barbecue spaghetti.
So what is it? It's the noodles and then pulled pork and then obviously the barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce and then traditional, like, tomato sauce.
Oh, there's tomato sauce and barbecue sauce?
Tomato sauce. And at least in this recipe that I found on meatheadsamazingribs.com.
I think that's going to be a 4th of July. We're going to push it back.
That's a great website.
Because the menu is already set for Memorial Day. I love spaghetti.
Now I'm just imagining like a barbecue bolognese.
Sure.
Yeah, like you're making, doing a homemade barbecue sauce and you're tossing in the pulled pork instead of the meat that you would use. Oh, God.
But I'm not huge on pulled pork.
You will for this, it sounds like.
I think for this I will be, but like a pulled pork sandwich, eh.
What would you? Well, what's a barbecue sandwich you would want? Would you rather have like smoked limbs or brisket?
Is a burger a barbecue?
No. No, I'm talking about like brisket, links, hot links, burn ends.
You know what's good? And Gabe just hit, well, he made pork chops. A good pork chop sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Big on pork chops.
Yeah, I made a pork shoulder. I may have to try this because I have a bunch of pulled pork in my refrigerator. I made a pork shoulder over the weekend. And of course, that just is going to give you lots and lots of leftovers. So you try to come up with different things to make with
it. Are you cooking up Memorial Day?
I haven't decided yet. I don't know. I'm playing a lot of golf this weekend. Don't know if, but I'll probably end up throwing something.
What about Bashy?
I don't know what I'm
doing. You working?
Friday, Saturday. We got the truck, but otherwise I'm free over this weekend, so I gotta find some plans. Gotta find some things to do.
Okay.
I'm by myself.
Not last night.
So you're just directing traffic.
Not last night.
I was absolutely by myself last night.
That's a lie? Or was it yesterday? No, you were tired yesterday.
He was tired this
he's
morning,
he's a little
too.
Deeper into this girlfriend thing than we thought.
What the hell is that
he's
supposed
starting
to mean?
To mention her a little bit. Not by name.
Yeah, sure. No, it's never
but
happened.
Like we, us.
Yeah.
He tries bit. To. He's you know something I don't know?
Little breadcrumbs.
I don't know anything.
You know nothing.
No. He knows nothing.
I know nothing. I knew that he had a girlfriend before you did.
So it's about this. It's about time is what you're telling me.
No.
It's about time.
It's not. It's not.
Is it time?
No. I don't know how long they've been dating. I just know that I knew they were dating before you knew because he was scared to tell you.
But you
because
know.
Because he knew he was scared you would say something on the radio before he was ready for something.
You
to be
know
said.
What I'm talking about.
I know
though.
What you're talking about. And everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, we
about.
All know what you're talking about. Even I know what you're talking about. And I don't think it's time yet.
All right, gotta.
I'd give it another month, then go for it.
I'm not listening to you.
I'm literally giving you permission to do it. I'm just saying, give it another month.
Number one, I don't need your permission.
Yeah, but I'm giving you permission.
Okay, that's number one.
But I'm giving it to you anyways.
Oh, this is going to be good.
See,
this is going to be really,
I'm
really good.
Go for it.
What do you mean you're not worried? You're terrified.
Calm as a cucumber right now. Or what? Cool as a cucumber.
Oh, this is going to be great. Reading the report on air. Oh, can't wait. He's
I mean,
sweating.
We're starting to get. I mean, we're at the end of the month. Maybe you have a little extra left on the retainer.
Oh, with the cat, you know, paying for that, I will pay for this out of my own pocket.
If you missed any of today's wacky and wild show, WisconsinOnDemand.com. Will the Attach coming up next.